time and be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Do you remember that Ocean Spray commercial where the two guys, old guy, young guy, standing in the bog, young guy drops a pound of sugar in and then goes, "No one eat these cranberries right over here." Well, on one of my filming adventures, I've been out a few times with Ocean Spray and I was able to recreate that commercial. Well, one of my degrees is in botany and it led me on a quest to see how cranberries are grown and how they're harvested. My journey took me to the Lee Farm. You know, here's one of the things, and if you don't know this, farmers are some of the nicest people, and they extend their hand out to you, and most of them will allow you, I mean, doesn't matter what they're harvesting, they would allow you to come on the farm to watch the harvesting. And the Lee family, they took our film crew on there, and we were not only allowed to watch the harvest, I participated in the harvest. And if you're looking for a great family day, take your family out. There's only a few states, and I'll get to what those states are, only a few states where we have major cranberry production. Pack a lunch, spend a day, and typically that Columbus Day weekend, plus or minus, but it's the perfect because most people in the country are off. You get that day off to get out there with your family. That's when they're harvesting at that time. And many of the towns have cranberry festivals as well, so some other family fun going on. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, I met up with Dr. Jennifer Chickalees at the Rutgers University Cranberry and Blueberry Research Farm. You know, for me, I am a Rutgers grad, so heading back to one of the Rutgers facilities just brightens my day. Well, Dr. Chickalees, she works in conjunction with the farmers, and her research is cranberry breeding. That is developing new varieties. Hey, the farmer's job is to improve production, and this is what Dr. Chickalees does. One example in one of the proud achievements of the Rutgers Research Farm right there, because there's a couple research farms across the country with Rutgers, is they developed the Crimson Queen. This was developed at the facility and now is actively planted in bogs. Why? It yields better. What if you're a farmer? What are you looking for? Or you're looking for a better yield. So let's discuss how cranberries grow, which is very unique, and then we'll get into some of the harvesting methods. Now, think about this. This is definitely a cost factor to a farmer. If he plants a new variety of cranberries, that bog takes 2 to 3 years before he gets any type of return. So think about, like, if you owned a sporting goods store, and you had this large sporting goods store, and you had a section, I don't know, filled with ice hockey equipment, and you just said to yourself and your employees, no one can go in that section, even though we have all that gear there, no one can go there and sell any of that for the next 2 to 3 years. Well, think about, and we sometimes we don't realize when a farmer picks up a new crop what it really takes, and he's got to let those fields stay there, or those bogs in this case, stay there for a while. So let's learn what a cranberry plant looks like. A lot of misconceptions are going to come on, but hey, I'm Joey B here. We're going to clear all of them up. Cranberry plants are low growing. They actually grow like a carpet. They spread out with little runners, and these runners, you know, time allows for them to eventually cover a bog. So if you ever see those commercials with hair transplants, if you're transplanting cranberry plants into a bog, you're putting them, and as you put them out, then the runners spread and spread, and eventually the bog just gets covered literally like a carpet, and it's that high. And it should be noted that no cranberries have been harvested, nor have any of the bogs. I'm babbling here. I'm so excited about this. Any of the bogs been flooded. See, these plants, the cranberry plants, they don't like to have wet feet. So when harvest time comes, which I already mentioned is usually is early fall, it's now time to flood the bogs. So let's learn where the water comes from. There are reservoirs of water. They're stored on the farm. And this water is diverted from the reservoirs, or sometimes they actually divert them from some of the local streams, and the bogs are only flooded for a couple days. Remember, plants don't want to have wet feet. The water is moved or recycled from bog to bog. It's gravity-fed. Now, many farmers will stagger their harvest on different days so they can move the water from farm to farm. That in itself is pretty cool. Think about this. If you found this type of cooperation in the retail world, where Macy's and JCPenney said, well, I'll sell today and you sell tomorrow. That doesn't work. But farmers, they work together to make things happen and make our country run. The reason the bogs are flooded is because cranberries, they float. They're out. You know what? Anytime I say this fact to someone, their eyes just, hopefully your eyes just opened up. What do you mean they float? See, cranberries, they're hollow inside. Now, that's an awesome fact. So as you travel from farm to farm, the next step of the harvest, because now we know they float, is very unique. See, every farmer has created a large machine, and I'm saying large, a monstrous machine, to loosen the cranberries from the plants. Some of the cranberries, you know, harvest are starting to fall off plants, but many of them are still on the plants, so how do you get them off? Well, on the Lee farm, theirs looks like a floating tractor, these monstrous wheels with, I guess I'll use the word monstrous again, it looks like these monstrous egg beaters on it, and they gently loosen the cranberries from the plants, and then you just see them floating up, not by the hundreds, not by the thousands, not by the millions, no joke, by the billions. Now that they are loose, it's time to harvest them. Well, in the 1800s, and it makes sense, and this is how farmers worked back then, the entire town would go, so if it's my harvest day at my farm, the entire town would come to my farm, we'd all work together, and tomorrow your farm, etc. Well, that doesn't happen, so new farmhands today, this is what they're doing. They get into their waders, you know, fishing waders, and the entire bog is flooded. So instead of a cattle roundup, it's the cranberry stampede. So I've taken part of this process with Ocean Spray twice. We actually filmed two Joey B episodes there for Joey B's Outdoor Adventure, and you could see them on Joey B TV. That's JOEYBE.TV. But don't leave this show to go there. You need to hear this stuff and then go there. How's that? Now, the farmhands, they actually have these huge wooden plows. And why would you have a wooden plow? Because wood also floats in the water. And they are pushing them towards these corrals. And the corrals look, you ever see when there's an oil spill and they have, and I usually call them those large swimmies that they will surround sometimes miles of a oil spill. Well, they have those swimmies that are, you know, the large floaty devices, and they use those as corrals, and they will actually push with the wooden plows. So the farmhands are working to get them, and I've actually done this process with them, and you're getting them to get into the corral, and out in the center of the corral, and it happens to be right underwater so you don't see it, there is a vacuum. I know it's not your typical Bissell vacuum. It's a monstrous. I keep using monstrous because just about everything in this process is monstrous. Hey, now, that vacuum is hooked up to a tractor's PTO, the power takeoff, and it's coming out and onto a conveyor belt. And you actually see these. The only way I could say this is I call it colorful popcorn. You see the cranberries on the conveyor belt. They get to the top, and they're just being shot off. And they're getting shot into the largest dump truck. It's, you know, your monstrous long, see, monstrous again, long beds. And now they are in there by the billions. So it's off to the Ocean Spray plant. Now, one of my filming days, I'm with my great buddy, Inspector Dave, Organic Gardener, camera crew, myself, and we get a tour of the Ocean Spray plant. And I am letting you know that it was, you're looking at truck after truck. And I told you each truck is holding billions. Truck after truck after truck from all the farms just being there. And outside as they're being dumped, there's a pre-wash going on. They get inside and conveyor belts running in every direction that you can imagine. There's another washing that is going on. So they are then washed a second time, put on these conveyor belts. They are packaged right there, and they are shipped to all the Ocean Spray processing plants where they make juice and craisins and all those things. So let me tell you about the one story. One of the days I'm with Dr. Chickalese, and we're at the Rutgers Research Farm. and we're in the greenhouses where they're working on the new varieties. And some cranberries happen to be ripe, and she's, well, wrong camera. And she says, why don't you taste one of these? Well, I bite into it, and I am telling you, you know when your eyes are ready to pop out? I mean, it had the most bang taste to it, because, you know, they do put a bit of sugar to all of this. I actually left it in the corner of my mouth while we were on camera. And as soon as we were off camera, out it went. But I just thought I'd let you know that. And I'm also going to let you know that cranberries to me, and I mean, I love the process. Don't eat them often. But on Thanksgiving, my sister Janet makes the world's greatest. And I'm telling you right now, it is, I don't care how good yours is, it is the world's greatest homemade cranberry sauce. So you might have that experience on your table, but I would love for you all to get that experience out there in the wild. And there are only a few states that actually have major harvests. Number one state by far is Wisconsin. Then there's Massachusetts, New Jersey, Oregon, and Washington. So you got to find your way in early fall, Columbus Day, into those states, getting onto one of those farms, family day out there. It is an awesome, awesome time. So until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.
Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure.
That was awesome.